The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts. Radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room, this is Red Pill Politics. Patriots and silent consenters, it is time for your weekly dose of Red Pill Politics, 100% made in USA. It is October 22nd, rocket sledding our way towards what is surely to be one heck of a winter, I think. Man, we're going to get pounded up north. I'm convinced there's still enough moisture in the atmosphere to carry the pattern from what we saw this summer right into the winter. And I keep thinking on average, and this changes a little bit depending on how wet the snow is, but on average it's about, for every 1 inch of rain is about 7 inches of snow. So based on that, I mean, you all can go back and look at the rain patterns up here, and especially in the temperate zone where you do get winters and frozen ground and snow and ice. If that much moisture is still in the atmosphere carrying into the winter months, I think we're going to get hammered. I really do think we're going to get some serious snow. You know, the good and bad of that is, obviously, the snow removal makes it much more difficult to get around. More closings. It takes longer out in the country, especially in the cities. They scramble because they don't know what to do with the snow. So they dump it in the rivers. They throw it in parking lots and rivers. And then, you know, these same environmentalists will be telling you we got to clean up our rivers after you just scraped up the streets and threw them in there. Kind of humorous. But at any rate, I think that's what's going to happen. I think we're going to have some serious snow. The good side, I guess, is when you get a coating of snow early on, it does act as an insulator. The frost does not drive nearly as deep in the ground. Where I'm broadcasting from here today, you know, we're looking at, you know, 5 feet of frost line, you know, 5 to 6 feet. You got to have pipes and things that deep in the ground to avoid the likelihood of them freezing in the winter. Probably 32 inches down in Massachusetts. Okay, that's a little bit different. The more south you go, the less it is. But those winters where you don't have that snow cover, but you do have the frigid cold temperatures, the frost goes very deep in the ground. That makes construction in the spring slow. You know, pipes that are susceptible. You know, you want to be thinking about that now before the ground freezes. But we'll see what happens. You know, that translates in the spring quite often when you have that much snow. And, you know, it builds up in the spring when you start getting the warmer temperatures and then the rain on top of it. It's like a double whammy. You know, all that snow that is really the accumulation of all the storms throughout the winter, all that water is still right there on the ground just waiting to melt. And then you get a storm on top of it, you know, in the spring, good rainstorm, warmer temperatures. And bang, you now have the effect of every storm you had all winter, plus the current storm is going to just, you know, this is where you have serious flooding issues when you have warm snaps with a lot of snow on the ground. So we'll have to see what happens. But as my prediction, I didn't see things drying up here. I feel bad for my brothers and sisters there in other parts of the country. Texas, Arizona, places all over, they've been experiencing severe drought. Things are just the other way. There's no water there. But you know, someday, and it's happening right now as people are paying attention, I guess, out of, you know, we really don't have a choice. All this climate change nonsense are forced to start looking at, you know, what is being done to curb climate change. And slowly, the old chemtrail conspiracy theorist, the lingo has changed a little bit now to geoengineering. It's much more sexy and palatable. But yeah, we now know, and they openly and readily admit that they're doing things because they love us so darn much. They are manipulating the atmosphere. Now, here's a moral question for you, and one that these people should be asking themselves too. Is, you know, when you move that much energy in the atmosphere, say there's a hurricane coming in about to hit Florida, all right, and they say, well, we're going to nudge this hurricane away from this heavily populated area. Well, what you're in effect doing is nudging it in the direction of another area. Other people that had nature have taken it, its course would not have been affected or harmed. All right. What are insurance companies? This is a big thing that's coming out with COVID, with a lot of the things that they're doing, especially with respect to solar penetration. When they start talking about dosing the atmosphere with things to shade us, you know, you have insurance companies out there that are behind solar companies. The solar companies are up in arms saying, wait a minute, we guaranteed our customers a certain percentage of efficiency, yet you're reducing the sun. How does this impact insurance companies that insure homes and say, wait a minute, you just nudged this hurricane away from, you know, your corporate buddies in Florida and slammed right into the people over here in Louisiana. All right. Well, when are the lawsuits going to start there? And there's already some that are starting. People suing and claiming climate change interference. But, you know, these insurance companies right now, there's a lot of usable data that comes out of there. We should be keeping an eye on them, listening to what they say, because, you know, they're in it to make money, too. Let's face it, you know, every corporation, every business out there is in it to make money, and that includes insurance companies, which is quite a racket. But nonetheless, you know, they're not in it to break even or lose money. And when government gets in there tinkering, quite often that fudges with their numbers. And sometimes that's the earliest squeaky wheel, is these little industries quietly saying, what in the hell are you doing? Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about some other things. Biden's chin balls. That's got the whole Al Gore's internet gripped in discussion right now. We're going to talk about that. Some pretty weird stuff, I'll have to admit. Zelensky didn't get the red carpet rolled out for him over in Israel. He's a little bit worried about keeping his piggy bank full. Oh, yeah. Ukraine's not sexy in front and center anymore, and he's getting nervous. He's getting nervous that the Bidenista regime and nations around the world aren't going to keep on contributing to his little old piggy bank. Oh, what a shame. Poor Zelensky, not in the spotlight anymore. See how quickly people lose their attention? Unbelievable. Jim Jordan, his struggle to get in as House Speaker. We'll talk about that. Take a few calls, get your input. Palestinian refugees were being warmed up in the media, all right, with this horrible catastrophe, this crisis that's taking place now in the Mideast, which is not a surprise, by the way. These factions have been fighting for centuries. Okay, this has been going on for a very long time. But nonetheless, we're being warmed up here in America to start absorbing Palestinian refugees. And there's bound to be some in this case. If you look at it, Israel tells this tiny little piece of real estate, already the most densely populated area on the planet. And I was watching what footage comes through, and it really, if you look beyond, you know, looking for those mushroom clouds and collapsing buildings and look at the entire landscape, what you're going to see is high-rise poverty. All right, those are almost all residential buildings. People are living without, I mean, where's the evidence of industry and business and economics? Where, you know, where is that thriving economy in there that would, because we're all supposed to believe that what we want is a two-state solution and to live in peace. All right. Does, and I'm just looking at this in the most generic way in terms of like good contracts. A good contract, the strongest contract, is something that's mutually beneficial to both parties. You know, all the terms are known. And there's something in it for everyone. So if it's a two-state solution, which is not unreasonable, and to live in peace is something that, if, you know, if you're an American, a true American, you know, you want your liberty and you want your peace to be able to, at any time where the world gets too chaotic, when society at large out in the public is just unpalatable, well, you can go back to your little slice of the pie. Wherever you call home, you can have your privacy, you can have your peace, you can worship as you feel. That's what we're all about here in this country. Now, over there, do they have everything they need to live in peace? You know, to thrive as a people. Both parties. Forget all about the religious aspect of it. Just really look at this in the most systemic way, in the most generic way. Do they have what they need to survive? Is there ample food and the ability for food production, energy, water, sanitation? You know, and I struggle to see that. When I look at Gaza, the bombs going off, that's all, you know, oh, makes great news, great visuals. But the next time you look at those clips, scan the entire area, every building, the streets, look at everything. And all I see is high-rise poverty. It's all residential. I didn't see, you know, thriving economic centers where, you know, commerce has taken place and street vendors and, you know, active, you know, all those things that the community would want and need is accessible. They can go out and find it. They have areas of their territory where, you know, where food could be either produced or shipped in. And they've created an impossible situation right now. It's one that it has built into it stress and these violent outbursts. You know, the targeting of civilians, this is a tough one, man. I'll tell you, all I don't even really consider the mainstream media's news anymore. You know, no one, they haven't for a very long time talked about the things that need to be talked about. But even the independent podcasters, some of them, not all of them, some of them just spouting off or are fixated and one-sided and that's it. But trying to have a regular discussion about anything that involves Israel has been very difficult for a very long time. All right. The ADL is, you know, they're just throwing fuel on the fire. Everybody, for any reason, whoever questions anything about Israel or another Jew, by default, is an anti-Semite. So, of course, that just throws water on that. You know, the discussions aren't had. You know, at this point in the game, I sincerely feel that there has been so much jackassery on both sides, so much disrespect for human life and dignity, for self-respect and respect for other life. All right, we are all God's children. All right, some of them just haven't found their way yet. The genocidal hate that I'm hearing, and really from both sides, but in general, I personally, it's disgusting, and I won't participate in it. All right, what the terrorists have done over there and targeting civilians, this is just simply wrong. Even in war, as nasty as war is, you know, we've kind of developed some rules of engagement. An understanding amongst the nations of the world that there are going to be peaceful and innocent civilians, bystanders, those who are not in or ready for or have nothing to do with the military actions and the violence, who are just people, civilians. They're not supposed to be targeted. And this happened both ways, again. So I'm not in favor of that. I condemn that on both sides. You know, and having a foreign policy, this is where I usually get a rub with some of my Republican friends, is that in terms of foreign policy and their commitment to the state of Israel, you know, I say that it is bad policy. It is bad for America for us to give a blanket support to any one nation, not just Israel, but anyone, to say no matter what, we're behind you. This incentivizes bad behavior. This is what creates a bully. All right? I'm not, this type of foreign policy should definitely be sniffed out and done away with. You know, people have got to, nations have got to earn the support of America. You know, be kind to your own people. You know, how much do these nations reflect the freedoms and liberties that we're supposed to espouse? That's what we communicate through our bureaucrats back and forth, is we'd love to do trade with you. We love to trade whatever, pick a commodity or product or whatever, all right, that is mutually beneficial to both nations. You know, offer them a little nugget if they will treat their own people more kindly, or dedicate a certain percentage of these resources and these trade allotments to the people that need it most, all right, to stop the aggressions with their neighbors. And if you can't get a nation to cooperate in that, you back up and say, all right, you do what you will do. We're not going to support you if you get in hot water because we think this is bad behavior. And we should be able to do that with Israel, too. We can't back any one nation no matter what they do, because they'll always be incentivized to go out and stir things up wherever the opportunity might knock. Horrible, horrible policy is what that is. Here's what I do know, that by now you should have hit that subscribe button down below. Subscribe to notifications. Red Pill Politics is on every Saturday, and you don't want to miss it. There's a couple ways you can get that. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org. All right, have that. Yeah, Sunday. I'm still stuck in the Saturday mode. our new slot on Sunday. But go to republicbroadcasting.org. Make sure it's saved in your favorites. You'll be able to check out Red Pill Politics and all the other great programmers there, because there's stuff to feed your brain 7 days a week. Check it out, share them around, and hit that donation button on your way out, because we are listener funded, and you're hearing me right now because of you. That's the facts of that matter. So we're going to go to a quick break right now. Hope you stay with us. Share the link. We're streaming live. We want your calls coming up. Next part. Stay with us. Be right back. Make you shake your pelvis. Oh, my Lord.
am so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Back, happy Saturday, October 22nd, or Sunday, October 22nd. I did it again. I'm still hooked on my old late night Saturday schedule. Sundays now here, 11 Eastern, 10 Central, every single week. And I've been having a good time. I love the calls. I've been getting a lot more calls from all over, and I'm really liking it, okay? Let's talk about something serious right now. Biden's chin balls. That's right. Got the whole internet gripped right now. Everyone's talking about it. It's the thing. This did look funny. This is odd. This is very, very odd. I try not to fall for every little conspiracy that comes along the way, but this was very odd. And I know that they, celebrities, presidents, they've had body doubles for a very long time. This is nothing new, but my gosh, for real, this barely passes the sniff test, I think. And I've seen others too, where it looks like, and let's face it, technology, both in terms of the actual lifelike mass that can be created, I mean, where the flesh and everything moves with the muscles in your face when you speak, is quite incredible. And then you add on top of it what can be done CGI. We can't trust our own eyes. But what do you think? Is this? Do you believe that some of these things that we're seeing are, in fact, doubles out there for Joe Biden and Fetterman? They had, and it's hard to tell when people actually are sick and they're struggling with illnesses. They put on or drop weight pretty quickly, and some people, it really makes them look quite different. So I don't know. What do you think? 512-248-8252 is the call-in number. Open lines. Talk about anything you want. I'm just curious what other people think. Do you think some of these sightings and these abnormalities are, in fact, doubles? All right. Some of them don't even sound the same. Half the time, Joe Biden is, he's in a mumbling stupor. I don't know what the heck they shoot him up with before they get him up on stage there. But, the guy, I think, is on a roller coaster. He's on uppers and downers constantly. They probably shoot him up and get him all hopped up before he goes on stage, tries to give him a couple of cue cards to, just stay focused on. And, conversely, why he's on so many vacations is, boom, he goes down and crashes and he sleeps it off. But he doesn't look good. He doesn't sound good. He's only up there for the most tiniest little sound bites. And, I don't know what to think. I think it's very possible that they do, in fact, deploy these doubles. I don't know. You can't explain some of this stuff. That's very, very weird. We were talking about Zelensky, and he's all butt hurt that he wasn't invited over to Israel to continue advocating for his piggy bank. And it was a pretty amazing to watch. Like I said, I don't watch the news to be informed, but I do scan it to see what they're pushing. All right, because it'll pretty much all be chorusing certain things regularly. And that's what I look for. What does the system want us to think? And then I go out and I find the real news. And it was amazing to watch everyone's attention go from Ukraine. It was like everything all day, every day. It's like Fukushima. Everyone forgot about that. All right, there's still radioactive water pouring into the ocean. that didn't go away. I mean, it kind of did. Went off everyone's radar. They stopped talking about it. The news stopped reporting on it. And we switched from Ukraine to Israel so fast. I mean, it used to be such a monumental thing that, it had to dominate our attention. We always had to be ready to loosen up our wallets and let money go by the billions. I don't know. Short attention span. We're going to hop to calls right after this short break. It's Red Pill Politics and Public Broadcasting Network. We will be right back.
Is it conspiracy? Do shadow hands run democracy? The ages speak of a lie, shrouded in secrets and mystery. Bloodlines of history, they sit at the top, counting all the gold they have robbed common men. They put their puppets into place, then pull the strings. Simple whisper, sleight of hand, twisted evil plan. Is it too much?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
HempPaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at RepublicBroadcasting.org and visit HempPaste.com/RBN.
Sunday, October 22nd, everybody. Hope you have already gone over to republicbroadcasting.org. Make sure you got them saved in your favorites. Check out the other programs. Share them around. Sure, you're going to find something there you like. And, of course, any donations, large or small, I'll tell you, everything goes to good use. Donations, even small $5 a month contributions, are something that you can budget for. And there's a lot that goes on behind the scene to put this signal out. All right, we're going out everywhere. And to that end, if you know somebody, if you yourself have a business and you would like to advertise, you just got to give us a call here at the station, extension 3, when you get through, and let us know. All right, we'll help you put together an ad. And you can be advertising on the network as well, in that way, mutually beneficial. Like I said, those are the strongest contracts, when there's something in it for everybody and it's mutually beneficial. So, yeah, maybe you like to advertise. Maybe you're a college student and you've got a station, a campus station. Go in there and find out about being able to pipe in Republic Broadcasting Network. All right. Make the footprint go out bigger and badder. Let's do it. All right, let's hop over to the calls right now. We got Caesar on the line. Now, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. How are you today?
Good, good.
Yeah, I was listening to you talking about Biden wearing a mask. It's very hard to be able to answer that question because we've been and we're being strung along all the way. So it's nothing but a dog and pony show, and you don't know what to believe. You can't believe talk show hosts because sometimes they're on the air, they do a show, and they're stringing you in as well. The media's stringing you in. It's very difficult to know what's going on at this point, but definitely we know that we're at the point of no return. I mean, World War III has already started, and a lot of people have not even realized it or are unaware of it. But we're on a very bad path.
The first bombs that dropped were intellectual bombs. People were under attack at the intellectual level and didn't even realize it. And, you know, we're seeing now, not only is there obvious body doubles out there, but they're digging up footage from video games. They do drills all across this country every week, and all of those are videotaped. And we're seeing that those are being regurgitated and put out. And those are real, actual videos. So if you go and have a professional analyze it and say, is this real or has it been doctored? They're going to come back and say, this is real footage. And the only time is once in a while we catch them because someone, purely by chance, happened to recognize it. So we cannot trust our eyes and ears anymore. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't, in my ignorance, I see the whole world watching what's taking place right now. And I haven't seen anyone stand up to it. And it's the U.S. F-16s and the U.S. bombs that they're dropping on these women and children. And, you know, I mean, it's, look, what happened, and I can't understand how it happened unless it's a false flag. By deception, we wage war. Look what they did to the USS Liberty. Okay, they napalmed it. They machine gunned it. They torpedoed it. They hit it with missiles, right?
Yeah.
And then let's fast forward to what happened, okay, on September 11th. So, I mean, and this is our greatest ally. And people hate me for saying this because it seems like, I don't know, like people can't see beyond the smoke and the mirrors. They can't, they're not watching the hand of the magician while it's trying to trick them. I don't get it. They said, no, you know, and that's not really Israel. That's Palestine. The Holy Land has always existed in there. And the people that occupy it are Khazarians from Khazaria that converted to that religion under King Bulang. I think I'm getting off topic now. And the Hasidics are from Poland and the Haskalah South Ukrainians. The real Jews are black.
And people often get into the, you know, they go into this with blinders on, and it's such a long conflict that's been going on. You have to understand some of the history of it to be able to put it in context today. And, you know, I feel you, because I know when I bring up this issue, it's a very, very sensitive issue with a lot of Christians. But, you know, the reality is that, you know, Hamas was supported and funded by Israel, and it was directly due to Israel's divide and conquer strategy. And at the time when Hamas was coming into existence, it was to be in competition to the PLO, which was kind of a moderate Palestinian organization. They wanted to create an extreme. And that's where, you know, going to what you just referenced a moment ago, you know, I personally believe they were on stand down over there, that they can't possibly have a moth can't fart near that wall without them knowing about it. So to have 15 breaches along that wall and everything that took place for hours and hours, I refuse to believe that was by chance. And they did it to create a conflict, an official conflict, with the expectations that the United States was going to come in with a big hammer?
Well, they had an internal conflict from within the two parties that they're there. So Netanyahu already had the conflict. They were going to have a civil war, it looked like, within. Yeah. So, and I was watching Rick Wiles and Doc Burkhardt, and they were saying that if a bird came up to the fence, a bird, that it would set off an alarm. So and let's not forget, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, that in 2006, the Al-Assam Brigade, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, probably butchering it, they gave a good spanking to Israel in 2006. They destroyed them. They destroyed their Merkava tanks, okay, with the Coronet rockets. I mean, they basically, they destroyed them in 2006, and so they're not as good as they say they are. They've just got all these toys that, you know, we, the Americans, fund, and so this is what makes them mighty, because the people on the ground have nothing. But I tell
you bring up the point there, and I don't think Israel's stupid enough not to remember some of the lessons of that conflict. Because right now they're on it seems like they're on the verge of doing the same thing. Because let's face it, they can drop all the bombs they want in Gaza, and bust the cities and their exit paths and all that. But if they send in tanks into that mess, they're not going to get very far. They're going to be sitting ducks in there because the Palestinians are dug in. But I think what you're going to see is a much more extended and aggressive bombing campaign, bunker busters, things like that, because there are some analysts out there that said they're going to bomb deep and go after what they have underground, because obviously Hamas and those, they've got an entire underground network, because that's the only place to go. I mean, you see the residential skyscrapers going up. Those bunkers and places of protection are obviously underground, and I think you're going to see a pretty extensive bombing campaign that, with bunker busters, things like that, that are going to go after that. And infrastructure. What do you think about this whole, I mean, they're literally targeting power and water and food, survival and first aid coming in from other countries. They're blocking all of this in most literally trying to wipe these people off the planet. But what do you think about the civilian aspect of it?
Well, let me address one thing to you, because you're much better versed on the paradigm than I am, meaning the underlying principle. Do you remember when Netanyahu just recently stood before the United Nations and he held up a map of the new Middle East? Do you remember that? That he had it in his hand. He had a red Sharpie marker in his hand, and he circled the map, and it was the map of the new Middle East. Do you recall?
I do, yeah.
All right, so that's basically it. I guess it's asked and answered, because of the fact that they are going to redraw the map. This is genocide. They want to get rid of these people because they want that there to build whatever they're going to build there. I don't know what they're planning to build there, but, I mean, this is all by design. None of this is by accident. He stood up there with this new map, and I saw it.
You pointed out the internal conflict in Israel, which is real and existing. They're charging him and going after him. They're not everyone's happy with what's going on. And the Orthodox Jewish community is not about these grand Zionist adventures. So there's a lot going on. Do you think, what are you hearing about the internal struggles? And they're pretty tight-lipped about it, but do you think that's going to continue?
I don't know. I happened to go to the city to Manhattan, and I saw outside the new Torah Carter. There was Rabbi Weiss, and they were talking about the fact that there was about to be a conflict amongst themselves within, because of this party that you know, Netanyahu brought in. And so that would make sense why they would possibly do a false flag. But what I don't understand is, how does this benefit us, the United States or the former United States? Because by Beijing, Biden has destroyed this country. How would this benefit us? Because they're talking now about putting boots on the ground. And there was an article that I read in Haaretz.
Well, don't you think it's a perfect opportunity to keep both questionable leadership in power, to, you know, for Israel to do the same thing, for Netanyahu to say, oh, no more elections, we're at war, Biden to do the same thing because he's an abysmal failure. If we were to have a legitimate election with integrity, he would not make it. You know, it's the only way he could retain power is through a declared emergency and war. So don't you think that the perfect mechanism to keep the establishment in Israel and the establishment in the United States in power?
I'd say you're probably 100% right. You would probably know more than I would. But, yeah, I mean, look, the Republic has already been overthrown, and I think that they're trying to take this country down. I was talking to one of my guys that came in. He's a Border Patrol guy, and he's on vacation, and he came in, and we were talking to him, and he said that these Chinese men coming across the border, they have the same haircuts, the same tattoos, and they got the same names, and he said that they're coming in by the thousands. So if you look at what's going on in the border and you see what Mayorkas is doing, okay, this is an invasion of the former United States. This is going to be like, I recall when I was in Virginia, I think it was in 2000, was in 2003, 2004, Colonel Don de Grand Prix told me that the barbarians were inside the gates, that the takedown would be from the inside, from within, not without. You're seeing it right now. You're seeing all these men of military fighting age coming in. Maduro opened up in Venezuela the prisons. He let out all the criminals. And I'm not talking criminals. I'm talking hardened criminals. He let out all the mental patients. It's almost like what happened with the Caribbean 2.0 in 1982 when Fidel Castro opened up his prisons and he let out all the mental patients and all the criminals. So the takedown is coming. And from what I understand in those Costco
The last estimate I heard that there was 33,000 military-aged Chinese that came across just in the recent border surge.
How many you said?
43,000.
Well,
and I got some numbers here because they just reported September as far as encounters with illegals at the just at the southern border. You know, this is not even talking about the task force they got up here in New Hampshire now, but 269,735 people in the month of September. And if you play that out over the course of a year, is 3.2 million illegals invading this country annually.
Listen, let me ask you a dumb question, and don't take it the wrong way. I'm not trying to. How do you think this is going to go down? Because I'm looking at it, and it ain't looking good for the picture.
I think you're going to see unrest ramp up. It's already happening, and it's speckled all over the country, mostly in blue cities. And this is probably where you're going to see the first major outburst in disruption of public services. So that's going to happen. We've got radicalized youth in this country that are a constant threat to unrest, and now with all the illegals, and they have no allegiance. This is the sad thing, is that the Black and Hispanic community, the real actual Americans, the Black and Hispanic community, think that these illegals coming in are their buddies. They hate them too. In fact, they're going to be probably some of the earlier targets because they're going to blend right in. And I see a lot of problems. I see unrest coming, and it's going to start in the cities.
So what are you saying to me? You're saying that a civil war is unstoppable.
I don't know what type of a war it's going to turn into. I'm puzzled by that. I put that out. Is it going to be a civil war? Is it going to be a revolution? Is it going to be some kind of a hybrid? I mean, we now have world government that they're going to assert themselves on us. I don't know that I've ever seen it this bad. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be called. I think they're going to let us war with each other to the point of exhaustion, and then come in and mop up. I think that's the most general plan, is that they're, you know, going to wring the most out of us economically, and as far as government spending and expansion of government, they're going to do what they can. But then when the unrest hits, I think there is going to be like tying two cats' tails together and throwing them over the clothesline. They're going to let us just eviscerate ourselves. And I'm not going to play into it. I'm working the urban areas, and I tell you, they're not dummies. They love their kids. They're hardworking. Right? I've got absolutely nothing against the Black and Hispanic community, you know, and they're shitbags in every race, I'll tell you right now, everyone. So I take everyone at the individual capacity. But to answer your question, in short, some I'm just not certain of. But I know the unrest is, everything's there. The spark is in the powder shed.
Well, Colonel McGregor told, Tucker Carlson, that they're giving him $2,200 a month Social Security. They're giving him free Medicaid. They're giving him free, I think it's $500 a day a room here where I'm at. I'm in the communist state of New York. They have them sleeping in the streets, on the bus stops. They're everywhere. And some of them are walking around with, like, ski masks doing robberies. Some of the people that have come here illegally, because they're not migrants. They're invaders, okay? Because if I go to your house, I'm not going to go through the back door. I'm going to come knocking on the front door. So these people are coming in, and we don't know who they are. Senator, I may be mistaken, but you could correct me. Ted Cruz said that the cartel is putting these bands with these colors on their wrists, and that says, you know, that they owe a certain cartel a certain amount of money.
Yeah, and if they're not paying up, they're getting killed. So those of us that are out there saying close the borders, that people are dying, you know, it's because they are. Children are getting sucked up and right in trafficked. Women are getting pulled out and into prostitution. And the ones that owe money to pay their travel agency, their coyotes, if they're not paying up, they're being left for dead. There's story after story of truck boxes parked in the desert, and they open it up to a bunch of dead, asphyxiated people cooked in the sun.
Look, this guy, Mayor Adams, here in the city of New York, who's a liberal communist, he just went, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, to Latin America, because he's trying to tell them not to come here. But I don't get it, because this is a sanctuary city. So I don't know what he's squawking about now. And we don't have money for our own homeless and our own people that are being displaced, that are living out of their cars, eating out of cans, out of the back of their trunks of their cars. And meanwhile, they're giving these people everything possible, right? And now, the other day I had to go to the hospital, and the girl called me because they had something going on. They wanted me to attend. And I said to them, what am I going to attend? It's not in English. It's in Spanish. I speak English. I thought the native language of this country was English. She said, oh, no. She said, you're wrong. She said, there's many languages. I said to her, listen, you're just great for spewing the propaganda around. And she hung up on me. So this is where we're at. We have no native language. These people that are working for Catholic Charities and all these organizations are backing this up. These NGOs, they are basically ripping this apart. They are changing the face of this nation. This nation was brought up on Christian principles from the Bible, and we had our Constitution. And now you've got socialism, you've got fascism.
You go out and do a search for the 45 goals of communism, and I recommend this of all the listeners. Yeah, and go down that list one for one. There's places where you can get a nice boiled down list. And some of them are within the context of the Cold War era. So those may not directly apply right now, but they did then. But look at all the others. What they're doing, and they're pushing socialism on us, and it's undeniable. You can't look at those and say, you know, that didn't happen here. Everything in terms of the media, what they do to the youth, the economy, the puppet groups, as you said, I call them the new Soviet, all these nonprofits and NGOs, things that are governmental, they're government-like, but not government. Okay, that they are killing us. You're absolutely correct. You know, look around you, and those 45 goals, I'm telling you, we've triggered them all, and not even recognize it. They just change the language a little bit, call it something else, and there it is. We suck it right up. The press is dangerous. Yeah, had they done their job, this wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, you're talking about the terms and the definitions, but communism is international socialism, and fascism is national socialism. So basically, I mean, what does it all come down to? And as you said, you know, they're changing the terms and the definitions. They could be saying dog, but they really mean cat. So you don't really know what they're talking about.
Yep, absolutely correct. Well, we got to be vigilant. We've got to decode this stuff and be able to continue a dialogue with those around us. Because I'll tell you, those real Americans, those that appreciate freedom and liberty, regardless of their color or religion, all right, that you know, we got to connect. It is us that's going to be able to fix this. Everything, every revolutionary act that resulted in greater freedom and liberty was directly due to the people themselves coming together as a movement, an unstoppable movement. So we've got a role in this, and I hope people wake up before it's too late. I agree, we're well down the path, but, you know, I'm going to have faith. I ain't giving up. As much as the deep state and the powers that be would love to see us give up by the thousands, I'm not going to be one of them. I'm sticking in there. All right, Caesar, appreciate the call. We got a break that's going to be coming up here and starting our second hour. All good points. Thanks for calling in. And to those of you out there, that's my challenge. During the break, type in 45 goals of communism and tell me what you think. All right, we'll be taking more calls on the other side right after this quick break. It's Red Pill Politics. Listen to Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.